Page 2, Reflections on 2012 in the CCB Family, Donna Pomerantz. This has been a very eventful year. Much has happened. And, of course, every year history is made within the CCB. For those who may not know as of yet, the California Council of the Blind will be moving toward having one conference and convention a year in spring 2014. That decision was made by vote of the membership assembled at convention on November 3 at the San Diego Del Mar Marriott Hotel. This decision is not easy to make. However, I know each of you will do your part to make it work, regardless of where you stand on the issue. Beginning in January, the logistics of this decision will be examined, and yes, this will be brought consistently to you, the lifeblood of the CCB family. Please use the following available avenues to keep informed. By phone or by email subscription, you can keep up on the news from the California Connection. Call after 4 p.m. or on weekends at 1-800-221-6359. Or subscribe by accessing the link at ccbnet.org/calcon.htm. Also, please keep up on reading your Blind Californian, as I may be able to put some information there as well. You may also read information from our Constitution and Bylaws Committee, and possibly our Conference and Convention Committee as time passes. We'll place information on the list from time to time, so be diligent in keeping informed. Page 3. In our previous issue of RBC, I shared the importance of the committees of the CCB, as that is where a lot of the work of the Council is done. On that note, I wish to state that I am very proud of each board member who has stepped up to the plate and shown in action that they are supportive of the work of the CCB by agreeing to chair one of our hard-working committees. This is a huge encouragement to me personally, as it is imperative that our entire board choose to lead by example, and this is a great end to 2012 and a running start to 2013. We have CCB family members who have also agreed to chair committees, and for that I am very thankful. By the time you read this article, the board will have made their decision about Muttstrut 2013. Four regions have submitted bids. Many are stepping forward to work the ground that is our CCB. It is during times of change and uncertainty that we all find out how strong our friends and family really are. I am sure that I will continue to be very proud, as I am already, of the show of strength, unity, and focus the family members who have already chosen to step forward and state their willingness to be an active part of moving our CCB forward through these times of change. Page 4. I would like to end this article with a message from a woman of action on our Seniors with Vision Loss Committee and her call for members. Bonnie's message says it all, and I wish to end my column with her words. Please read them carefully, and I hope her phone and email get many messages. The second half of the apple is the sweetest. Appreciate your apple. Help others enjoy theirs. Your time and talents can touch lives. Dear CCB chapter and affiliate members, everyone has something valuable to offer CCB. Are you a member seeking an opportunity to make your future bright and assist a growing population of potential new members? Have you accumulated some years of wisdom, say over 50? Then be proud and consider putting those years to good use. How? By checking out opportunities to volunteer for our Seniors with Vision Loss Committee. Match your skills and interests with some work that needs to get done, either as a committee member or as part of a larger network. If our beloved CCB is to survive and thrive, we must reach out more to the increasing numbers of visually impaired people over age 50. Page 5, below are some examples of how you can get involved. Our organization welcomes all ages and interests. Part of our wonderful diversity is that we all don't have to be interested in all the same things, yet it has been our sad observation that there is a real lack of senior pride even among our senior members. Such a lack of pride is not in our self-interest. Please remember that adopting society's stereotypes about getting older is like buying into those same negative stereotypes regarding persons with vision loss. Plus, when you think about it, aging is still the preferred alternative. So rather than avoiding the senior word, doesn't it make more sense to be proactive and pitch in? 5 ways to get involved. 1, be your chapter's or affiliate's go-to person for accessing community resources. Get to know your local area, compile and maintain a list of pertinent resources, especially those most needed by newly visually impaired persons, such as how to find an agency for those with vision loss, paratransit, grocery stores and restaurants that deliver, and so on. Share them in your meetings or when you learn of a person grappling with vision loss and needing help. 2, be an idea resource person to the committee, supplying and helping carry out fresh ideas for convention programs or doable projects. Page 6. Some projects have included or could include the Failing Sight and the Family Plight booklet and a new booklet being developed. A project may be ongoing or time limited. We always welcome new ideas for convention programs and speakers, but may need your help to pull them off. 3, linkage between seniors and your committee or affiliate. Help us provide important connections between seniors and a special interest group you already belong to. Obvious examples are the affiliates AMC and CCCLB. Specific committees we need to interface with more include technology, membership, and public relations, as well as publications. Your prime interest may still be your committee or affiliate, but you can liaison or be connected to the concerns and projects of the seniors committee. For example, we need to reach far more persons from diverse cultures in our state in order to implement our projects. We need a great deal of technology assistance. Please think about how you can be of service. 4, sharing your experiences of community integration and public education. This has long been one of the main goals of the Seniors Committee. We want full participation in places such as senior centers, houses of worship, civic groups, neighborhood associations, work and volunteer positions, and more. Many of us are successfully interacting in these settings. Page 7. Occasionally, we may have to overcome barriers, practical and attitudinal, to this participation, but we in the sighted public can't benefit from those experiences if we keep them to ourselves. When we achieve effective integration, we often educate the public just by our positive presence. When we let others know how things went, we promote another goal of helping ourselves and others. How to share? By telling of our integration experience in a chapter meeting to those we're trying to educate, by writing an article for the BC, and eventually on our web page or newsletter, long-range goals. You don't have to be on the committee to do these important activities, but we would like to hear from you. 5, help us with your knowledge and skills to eventually develop and update our seniors' webpage. Even though many newly visually impaired seniors cannot effectively read websites and newsletters, their families and friends can. Though other types of media need to be provided to this group, it remains true that today the Internet is the way most people communicate. A long-term goal is to develop a group of volunteers to gather, write, and post interesting information on a Seniors Committee webpage on the CCB website. Page 8. Such information can be on a variety of subjects and would need to be constantly reviewed and updated. A similar thing could be said for a possible e-newsletter. In addition to benefiting seniors, it's easy to see how such material could assist our larger organization with things like fundraising, public relations, and education. It's also clear that many dedicated and skilled technology wizards, writers, interviewers, and others are essential. None of this can get accomplished without the volunteers to do the work. Grandiose as this may all sound, it is possible with effective coordination and many talented volunteers. Do you choose to accept this mission possible? Consider being on the Seniors Committee or be part of our larger network. Call Bonnie Rennie or email her. Let's talk and see if this is for you. Please keep in mind our president appoints committee members. Our future is in large part up to us. There are important contributions you can make. We need a diverse statewide network of people wishing to enhance their second half of life. So please make that call, drop that note, make your mark in CCB and make it matter. Join us as we celebrate our seniority. Thank you, Bonnie Rennie. CCB Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, phone 714-771-2397 or email bonnierennie@att.net.